Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the light of your love has come across through your word again this morning, Lord, to enlighten our hearts, our thoughts, our attitudes, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 1, verse 9 to 12. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine.
Hallelujah. So here Paul is speaking, you know, he serves God by his spirit and by his spirit, the spirit of God knows the thoughts of God, but the spirit of God, and we have the spirit of God so as to know the thoughts of God. And so he's led and he's motivated to pray and inspire those around him. And so he longs to get to these believers that are standing out and their faith has been known. It's becoming evident. Everyone knows about it. So he longs to get there to them. And the big revelation here is, how's he getting to them now? By this word. This word's been put out, been written, as Paul writes in his the letter in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, this revelation, this inspiration that has motivated me, I write. And when you read it, you will understand my insight. So God, the word being recorded, it's an age-old beauty that God has laid aside. I remember Job was crying out at one time, and he was saying, only your words were written, that we could see them and know them so that we could stay in the light. That's my own words, but that's basically what he says. And then we've got this beautiful scriptures, like his word is a lamp unto our feet. So it keeps us in line, keeps us in step, and a light unto our path, gives us vision for the future. So God's word carries such wealth and beauty, and that's why we, with the Spirit, serving God by the Spirit, we draw close to the word, and the word nourishes us. What is the word? The word is his thoughts and his intents. So God enlightens our thoughts with his thoughts and intents so that we can have the right attitudes, actions, and belief. So be encouraged again this morning. His mercies are new every morning. I love this picture here. And he comes to us by the Spirit, by his word, bringing his thoughts so that we can dwell in his word. I love the words of Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we live by the inspiration, by the words of God that produces faith in us, and the righteous live by faith. So be blessed, arise and shine. Son of righteousness is ruling and reigning, and he's reigning in his thoughts and intents that he's giving you on a daily basis. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.